Take us through data mining. Exactly what is it? What are they doing with it? Who came up with it?
Yeah, well, as far as the NSA data mining, you're talking about the ability to mine words. And so in that particular case, as you pipeline all the communications in America going in and out and the internal ones, because we're finding out that these by these articles that the switches were accessed as well in these primary carriers in the AT&T, MCI, and Sprint corporations. And what happens is you end up looking for keywords. So, you know, anything to do with bomb or any of the other words that would be relevant to terrorist activities or subversive activities. And, of course, the way these machines work is once they see those words come across, they will then take that whole conversation or that whole data feed and move it to a hard drive. And, of course, the hard drive would be on one of these large supercomputers. And then they would further data mine all that to be able to go in and determine the density of the particular information. In other words, if let's say that we've collected more information than any human being could ever look at. Imagine if you're vacuum cleaning all the communications in America in and out. So they would use something like data visualization. And so the way that works is that data visualization is a program to create a three-dimensional map showing the words as hills on a landscape. High peaks mean the words appear more frequently, and closer peaks mean the words are related in some fashion. So that's a data mining tool right there. So what you're doing is then sifting down, but that's only the beginning, because data mining isn't just the NSA. You also have the phone companies these days, and there was an article that I just looked at here. It said the biggest databases approach 30 terabytes.
That's huge.
Yeah, it says here that AT&T, as an example, is keeping all the telephone information. It says here the a year ago, AT&T began on its security call analysis and management platform, which is called SCAMP, S-C-A-M-P, the database for 2 years of detailed data on calls in its communications network, rather than 6 months. Now, this is just one company. That means that if you called long distance, because these days a lot of these switches interconnect, that your call information may still be sitting out there in some mega computer.
Who's listening to this beyond the computer? I mean, we're talking about millions and millions of people in the United States that are using computers, using cell phones, using landlines, millions of people.
Right.
And I'm sure in those conversations, a lot of people are saying some things that they don't mean, but they may be saying it in a fit of anger, whatever the reason, Roger.
Yes, I understand.
What happens to all those sounds, those voices?
If they're important enough, they get to an analyst, and the analyst would then make sure that the system vacuum cleaned everything that you did. So, but here, let's just look at what's going on over in China for a second. This gives you some scenario where we could be headed.
All right.
This is USA Today, Monday, April 3rd. This is a couple of days ago. The headline was, Web Users Walk Great Firewall of China. It says, Internet controls, restrictions, use or protecting people? Beijing, clad in jeans, a denim student, a student in denim jacket, blah, blah, blah. It says here, he's in an internet cafe. He says here, most people who come here are like me, says a 23-year-old economics major. They play games or chat. But every keystroke website, however innocent, is recorded. Moves by himself and his friends are fed into a nationwide surveillance system used to block thousands of websites and track down anyone posting material that offends the government authorities. It says further that China's internet controls have been the source of discomfort for U.S. companies such as Yahoo, Microsoft, and Google, who've been the ones that actually assisted in putting in these restrictions and these surveillance settings. It says here that they use Internet Detective, which is a surveillance software that is made here in the United States. It says that the Internet Police, they're actually, they list that there is a number here of how many people are sitting there in the government. It says here China has roughly 30,000 Internet Police who use Internet Detectives and other tools to monitor web users.
30,000 people.
30,000 monitoring people to watch the Internet as it operates, and, of course, just not themselves directly, but if you run something through your computer is going to snitch on you because Microsoft, Google, Yahoo have given this government the ability to surveil people and snitch out the ones that are going to places that the government doesn't like on their computers. Now, what I find amusing about this is that you hear the president talking about how we're going to bring democracy to the rest of the world. Our whole intent is to assist any nations that want to move towards democracy. But then you say, now, wait a second. Here are these major computer suppliers, both software and hardware, assisting China in subverting the people.
How can we stop this, Roger?
Well, that's a very good question, because until the people get outraged, I don't think much is going to happen. And you know what's really amazing? Because I've been over here in California, and in the past week or so, I've seen all these Latino people out marching around about this immigration bill that they don't care for. In my local area here, there's about 500 people have been in the streets in front of City Hall for the past week or so. But you know something? The NSA moves forward to tap all our telephones without warrants, and surveillance keeps increasing, but nobody is upset.
Nobody's taking to the streets. It's almost as if the mindset of Americans simply is, oh, well, we're getting shafted again, and government's just going to do what it's going to do. I wonder what would happen had this occurred 20 years ago, 40 years ago, if Americans would just be outraged at what's going on.
It's amazing to me that that everything is just kind of sliding at the rate at which it is. And, of course, you know, the data mining can go a lot deeper than that, because, as an example, what happens if all your credit reports become available on a data mining basis, or all your phone calls? What about your health records? What about all these other databases, your driving information, and all these databases like that?